Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed. Because of the nature of my work, euthanasia is sometimes an unavoidable subject. It was unavoidable when I was in medical practice. Now that I devote my time to behavioral and bond problems, it also comes up, but in a different way. For some people, the idea of an aggressive dog is a no-brainer. They should be euthanized. In fact, some people would euthanize whole breeds of dogs based on the behavior of a handful of them. In general, the ease with which a person may choose to euthanize an animal is inversely proportional to the bond they have with that animal. The less of a bond, the easier it is to make the decision. But this doesn't mean that when there's a strong bond, that those people will hang on and on and on and on. No, they won't. But they'll do it at the right time for themselves and the animal. We also have those people who suggest or demand euthanasia based on fear. Sometimes they're genuinely afraid that the animal poses a danger to the owner or someone else. Other times they're afraid that the animal poses a danger to them, either emotionally or physically. It's easy to understand the physical fear. If my next-door neighbor had a 140-pound mastiff that lunged and snarled at me every time I went by their house, I probably would be more inclined to suggest euthanasia than if that mastiff was a dog that I really, really liked. But when we get into trouble is when we want animals euthanized because they symbolize something that threatens us. In my work, which consists of a lot of aggressive dogs, sometimes euthanasia will be recommended by well-meaning but naive people who are terrified of the idea that dogs use their teeth to communicate. They can't even comprehend that this is a possibility. They have a no-teeth vision of dogs. A romanticized vision, to be sure, but that's the way it is. They cannot tolerate the idea of teeth, growling, grumbling, or anything associated with what they consider aggression. The reason is because this violates their Garden of Eden image of the dog. They want the dog to be an all positive experience. They want to believe that dogs love people unconditionally and just radiate this all positive aura, peace and love and joy, that enhances the quality of their own life. So anything that the dog does that violates that is very threatening to them, and they want that animal out of the picture. They want to believe that that animal is an aberration. There's something wrong with that animal. And maybe on some level they even want to punish the animal. And the same thing is true when the animal doesn't respond to certain behavioral or medical approaches that the practitioner, the trainer, the behaviorist believe to be the very, very best. Now that animal becomes evidence of their failure. And they want the animal out of there for that reason, too. The problem with these certainly understandable reasons that others may have for suggesting an owner euthanize an animal is that it clouds the issue. And in fact, it can make a bad situation worse. Because sometimes there are animals that truly, truly are suffering irreparable physical or mental pain. But because these other people have tried to force the owner to euthanize the animal for their own benefit, not the owner's benefit, not the animal's benefit, owners intuitively recognize this as wrong, and they resist. And it can needlessly prolong the process for both them and the animal. So if you have a friend or a neighbor or a relative whose animal is experiencing some very serious behavioral or medical problem, stop and think before you suggest euthanasia. This isn't about what you would do if you were in the same situation. It's about what that person has to do. And the more you can provide them with a supportive environment to work their options through and make the choice in their own way and their own time, the easier it will be for these people to make that difficult decision if it must be made.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Katova Arts, www.katova.com.